NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us next. Don, I imagine it's been quite an eventful day at the White House.
It certainly has, and one of those days that calls on the president to step into that role as one who can soothe the nation and almost take on that kind of fatherly role.
Take us through the presidential day, if you will.
He was up at Camp David in the morning, and he'd had his national security briefings, the usual round of briefings he has every single day. Those were done, and he was in his private cabin. Also up there were Condoleezza Rice, his national security advisor, and his chief of staff, Andy Card. Well, Card is in his cabin, and he's got a little downtime. He clicks on the TV. He's clicking through the channels, and he sees the NASA channel. And he realizes, oh, the shuttle's coming in for a landing. I'll watch this. And as he's watching this, he sees and hears that tape that you just played for us moments ago. He was watching it as it occurred. He saw that there was a loss of communication, possibly something wrong. He immediately made some phone calls down to NASA, called the Situation Room, was briefed, and at about 15 past 9 o'clock Eastern time, he went and told the president that there was a problem. So that was how the president initially got word of it. He had a couple of other conversations with people from NASA over the course of the next hour or so. At 10:30, he decided he should monitor this from the White House. They motorcaded down, took about 90 minutes. Couldn't take the helicopter because of the weather here.
And I suppose if you're a White House official, everybody has to remember that morning when they were all in Florida not so long ago and heard about a plane crash and found out it was a terrorist event.
And again, Andy Card bringing the news to the president then.
Wow. And how quickly was the White House able to establish that this probably, and we can't say definitely, nothing, can't say anything definitely, but probably was not a terrorist attack?
I think as soon as they were told at what altitude this took place, how fast the shuttle was moving at that point, they were able to reach that that conclusion to the degree that anyone has. And again, they were talking to NASA, and they did right away. It's one of the few pieces of information we got from them this morning. The White House, a senior official, saying it's highly unlikely terrorism had anything to do with this, that there's no reason to believe any link to terrorism at that point. So that came very early.
Next thing you do if you're the president of the United States is you have to call the families of the astronauts.
He made some difficult phone calls today. The families, of course, were at the Kennedy Space Center waiting to greet the crew as it returned, and they were all gathered in a conference room down there. And a little after 1:30 in the afternoon, the president made a phone call to them using the speakerphone so he could talk to them all at once. He told them that the entire country sends its love and appreciates the sacrifice their loved ones have made. He said, this is a quote, "I wish I were there to hug and to cry and to comfort you right now." So a very, very difficult phone call. He assured them that millions of Americans were praying for them, and he hoped that that brought them some comfort.
Aside from that comforting role and that public leadership role, very many private questions, I'm sure, being asked at the White House today, Don. A test for the new Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, and a new homeland bureaucracy of sorts.
And this falls under his purview. Any big disaster or incident of this kind domestically is under his authority. And he was on the phone today talking to the governor of Texas, Homeland Security officials in Arizona and Louisiana and places where the debris was coming down. He even talked to his counterpart in Mexico. Again, just trying to gather information, make sure they all had a plan and to coordinate things.
And one other thing, Don, the president said publicly the space program will go on. But are there private questions that need to be answered along the way?
They have to figure out how long this is going to be put on hold. They have to find out what went wrong. And while the president did say he's committed to space exploration and to this program, again, they don't want anything like this to happen again. So they have some questions to answer before they can say much definitively in terms of when it will resume.
Don, thanks for your work on a
My
very
pleasure.
Long day. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.